Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer once again, joined by Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes. Those of you who just tuned in, you missed a great first hour. We had Dr. Deborah Bemis talking about AHCC, advanced hexose correlated compound, and how it can improve the immune system. And a lot of good things AHCC has been doing and will continue to do, of course. Okay. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, and we'll take your calls starting just about immediately. And the next caller is Darius calling from Queens. Hi, Darius.
Yes, good afternoon. I do have a question regarding HCC.
Sure.
And for patients with vitiligo, do you have any idea it will be beneficial, or do you have any data regarding that?
Not at all.
No, you don't have any idea. You don't know.
No.
Yeah. See, I guess one of the awkwardnesses is now that Dr. Bemis has left, Arnie and I know about disease and about pharmacy, but we're sort of helpless in that sense that there's very little of this data that's published in humans, and so we really have to rely on the company people to tell us what data they have.
I mean, most of the areas of investigation for this stuff, for this product, is issues like cancer and immune problems where people with weakened immune systems, infection, virus. So the other side of course, is autoimmune, and that has yet to be uncovered. Although there was some suggestion that it balances the immune system, it still hasn't been explored in terms of autoimmune problems, which vitiligo, I believe, is one.
Okay, Darius, did you have any other questions?
No, thank you.
All righty. And who's next? Gail. Well, someone, Gail, calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Gail.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just calling because in response to the comment that was made just now and in the last hour about multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
I have had multiple sclerosis for almost 30 years, and several exacerbations that I've had have been caused because I tried taking some supplement that was supposed to help the immune system. Therefore, I avoid anything that claims to be helpful to the immune system because it does seem to hype it up and cause me to have neurological symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So just a comment.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's important because sometimes people in alternative medicine will kind of want to use the same thing for everything.
Yeah.
And it just isn't so. These are good things, but you have to choose. You have to choose where you put them.
Well, I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Trying things like Ginsana, and they say, "Oh, good for your immune system." Well,
that's really not what Ginsana does.
Well, it definitely. I mean, I don't have any proof of it, but one of my eyes went blind after taking Ginsana for several weeks. I can't prove it, and
I don't think you should take that anymore. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all I was saying.
Okay.
That was just a comment.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Gail.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too now. Bye-bye. Okay. Who's next? Marie from Garden City, Long Island.
Yes. Hi, doctor.
How are you?
I'm not very well. I had a pain in my knee a couple of weeks ago, and out of the clear blue, And I didn't know what it was, so went to an orthopedic doctor, and he diagnosed it as calcium deposits in my knee.
Okay.
And it gave me cortisone because it was so excruciating. The pain was so awful. And I put me on Vicodin. I was no better, so the following week he gave me another shot of cortisone. And I'm still on the Vicodin, and the pain is so, it's not helping. Is there anything that you could tell me?
I could tell you to try a different doctor, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That would be the first thing I would try, would suggest.
Yeah.
But maybe our esteemed internist can shed some more light on this.
I'm trying to think what to say. You should get another opinion. You also should tell this doctor it's not working. Because all he's giving you really are things to control the symptoms. He's not looking at why do you have this.
Yeah.
And
I wonder, where does it come from, these calcium deposits?
Well, see, the calcium isn't the cause, because the calcium's been there for years, probably. Something else happened on top of that to set you off now. So the calcium may be a predisposing risk factor, but you didn't just get the calcium today.
No.
All right, so I would look at both another orthopedist as well as what they call a rheumatologist. That's an internist whose specialty is arthritis. And they will tend to be more kind of aware of the medical issues, whereas the orthopedists tend to be more surgically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there any topical stuff that I could be taking?
If the Vicodin isn't working and
yeah.
the cortisone didn't work, I don't think any topical cream is going to work.
Nothing will do it.
That would be my estimation.
He also said I had some kind of gout. I don't know what kind of gout.
Well, I mean, gout can do that. But he's not treating it for gout, really.
Would you be having it would that be in the knee also?
It could be. I mean, typically they talk about it in the big toe, but it can be in any other joint.
Yeah. All right, so I better go to either rheumatologist, you suggest?
Rheumatologist or someone else, yeah. But if the doctor isn't helping you, why continue to go?
You know, Arnie, why couldn't she at least try something like Flex now? Not that it's going to cure anything, and continue, you know, going to see
sure.
orthopedic specialist.
Flex now.
Just do something like now. Like start something, try Flex now. It works perfectly.
Flex now is an option, absolutely.
Okay.
It'll help reduce inflammation.
Yeah, try some Flex now. Still pursue your orthopedic specialist, but to may perhaps give you a little chance at reducing some of the pain, try the Flex now product 3 in the morning.
Okay, good. Very good, Sam. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Marie. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Next is Lorraine from Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Hi, it's nice to speak to you. Thank you for taking my call. I missed some of the show, so I don't know if this is an appropriate question, but the product that you mentioned,
AHCC.
AHCC, if that would be good for Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Okay, Hashimoto's thyroiditis is another of those autoimmune problems. So, once again, we don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not been tested in that kind of disease.
I see.
See, strengthening the immune system is not the issue. In Hashimoto's, there is already too much immune reaction against the thyroid. So it's not a weakness of immune system. In a sense, it's an overreaction to a specific kind of cell. So, So most likely this would not be useful, but nobody's really tested it yet.
I see. Okay, well, that's helpful, and I thank you so much.
All right, and thank you. And our next caller is Debbie from Long Island. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I'm just calling regarding no disease or anything specific. I just wanted to know your thoughts on the safety and the benefits of colostrum, the bovine colostrum.
The colostrum is, as far as I know, very safe. It's the first milk that is produced by by humans, mammals, I guess.
Right.
And it's very good for the immunity of the newborn.
And what about as far as children and adults? Do you think they could benefit as well?
They could. Yes, they could.
Oh.
If they had a problem where colostrum was indicated, if there was some type of immune problem.
No.
Colostrum would be good as well.
Okay, no, it's no immune problem, just overall health, you know?
I don't know that it's necessary to take if you're just
yeah, I mean,
as a,
people
a
mostly
supplement.
Use it for perhaps if they do have an immune issue or get infections easily. Some people even supposedly use it for its effect on growth hormone. I'm not so sure how well that's been investigated, but there has been some evidence that it may help that. It may not be something necessary to take on a regular basis. Just get a good basic vitamin regimen, and you know, multivitamin, omega-3, probiotic, that kind of thing.
CoQ10.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much for the call. Next is Bertha calling from Brooklyn.
Here.
Hi, Bertha.
I'm fine, thank you. I've been taking Ambien, 10 milligrams, and then I changed to 5 because I was trying to get off the sleeping pill. But I've been having nightmares and confusion and everything when I sleep. So I was wondering what could I get to help me.
Well, first thing, you could stop taking the Ambien.
Pardon me?
Stop taking the Ambien.
Stop taking the Ambien?
If it's giving you nightmares and confusion, then...
Yeah, but how can I sleep?
Why don't you tell the doctor that the
Ambien... I'm going to the doctor Wednesday.
Yeah. There are a lot of non-addictive type sleeping potions, both the natural and pharmacological.
Okay.
But the question really here is, well, what's wrong with your sleep? For instance, do you have sleep apnea? Do you have twitchy legs at night?
No, I never had the problem before, but it just started when I reached a certain age.
Okay.
My 80s I'm now.
Okay. The trick is that you want a thorough physical examination by your local doctor with all the labs, thyroid and sed rate and B12 level and all that.
I do have a thyroid condition too.
Okay. You also want to, you know, discuss with somebody where there's any, you know, psychological things going on. And then if none of that is useful, you go to a sleep specialist and get an overnight sleep study. And
never had this problem before. I'm very healthy, except I'm taking pills for high blood pressure and
Did you start any new pills before you got your insomnia?
No, I have take cholesterol pills, Lipitor and Plavix.
Well, it's something that you really need to discuss with your doctor. So
yes, I'm going to, but good. I had a blood test this week, and I got the results. Everything is fine.
Wonderful.
My cholesterol, I was slightly anemic a little bit. That's okay also.
Bertha, at this point, there's nothing more we could tell you. You need to work with your physician. Thanks so much.
How about something from your drugstore that a friend of mine takes some kind of tea?
Well, yeah, there's lots of things, but I don't know that they're going to be as strong as the Ambien. You can take melatonin. You could try valerian. There's lots of options for you to try, Bertha, that aren't medication.
Go to your local health food store, talk to the guy there, and ask him to show you some of the sleep products that Arnie was just mentioning, melatonin, valerian, and maybe they'll be effective.
Thanks for the call, Bertha. Guess what? Time for another break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
We all know how valuable a good probiotic supplement can be. Those friendly bacteria help to normalize bowel function and digestion and enhance immune function. The problem is how to know which supplements are the real thing. Which brands can you trust to give you the right organisms in the right dose in a form that gets to the right place? Which brand can you trust to contain the labeled potency when you buy it, not just when it was made? Well, one brand that has earned my trust is Nature's Way. Nature's Way has a family of probiotic supplements under the Primodophilus label. They are enteric-coated to ensure passage through the stomach and guaranteed to contain labeled potency until expiration date. So for a probiotic supplement you can trust, turn to the Primodophilus brand from Nature's Way. True potency, true release, and true identity, all guaranteed by Nature's Way. Primodophilus probiotic supplements available from Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and American Health, 30% off the full lines. Doctor's Best, Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, New Chapter, 30% off list, also the full lines. And Jarrow Formulas is 25% off. And there's much more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog or our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at, as Arnie just said, www.wilner.com and subscribe online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls again in just a moment.
We all know that as the body ages, it heals less rapidly and becomes more frail. Often, the body is unable to process enough nutrients to repair weakening cartilage and protein fibers. An important element in the building and repair of your body is silicon. Unfortunately, as you grow older, you may have difficulty absorbing adequate silicon from your diet. But now, thanks to a product called Jarosil, you can be sure to get adequate silicon. Jarosil can give you the silicon you need to support bone health and bone mineral density. In addition, Jarosil strengthens and beautifies your hair, skin, and nails. Jarosil is available in a synergistic liquid formula that also includes boron and zinc. Ask for Jarosil at Wilner Chemists. All Jarrow Formula products are available at a 20% discount at Wilner's. For more information, go to www.jarrow.com. The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness, so I strongly recommend that you take an immune supplement each day. Kinoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than the flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kinoko AHCC, call now at 877-YES-AHCC, visit Wilner Chemists or your local health food store.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions. And as I've said on many previous weeks, this show is also simulcast down to Atlanta, Georgia on WGKA in Atlanta, as well as on WOR here in New York. So those of you in Atlanta, the 800 number works down there as well.
Is that near Staten Island?
I'm sorry?
Is that near Staten Island?
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
1-800-321-0710. Okay, our next caller is Marie from Matawan, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. You've taken other calls from me, and you've helped me greatly. And I get all my things from my naturopathics from you.
All right. Well, keep calling and keep buying.
And I sort of got an answer to my question, but I'll give it to you just when you were talking then. I've had MRSA three times this year, mostly from minor operations, but I was not in a hospital, but they were just it's like a skin cancer operation and something else, mostly both of them. And I was given antibiotics, which I find now that were resistant to MRSA, such as tetracycline. So, and the thing is that the doctor that gave the last one to me knew, should have known, because I had it identified with his group.
So what can we do for you, Marie?
I want to know if the AHCC would be helpful for me and when I should take it. Should I take it just when I think I'll need it if I have another operation, or should it be an ongoing thing?
Okay, the MRSA is a methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus organism. Staph is found on everybody's skin, and we don't quite understand why for some people it causes a real problem. That's whether it is methicillin-resistant or not. The problem is we're getting increasingly, it used to be you just get penicillin and that was okay. The problem is that resistance is now spreading across the entire country. And that a lot, I know you know. Tell the other people.
Okay.
All right. That and we're having a hard time finding medicines that will work for this. And after a while, whichever new medicine, the bug develops a new resistance. This week, I actually went to a conference at in New York where a professor at Columbia was speaking specifically on this topic, and I can't remember the guy's name because he was very good, and. Bottom line is, I think you should try HCC. It's not been tested, but it has been tested in all sorts of models of bacterial and viral infection in animals, or in rats particularly. And it was helpful, and there's no risk to it. Whether you should take it all along or only in times before you have to have a break in your skin, I would say take it, start it like a month before you're going to have any kind of procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that goes.
Yes.
And if you want someone who knows a lot more, call the infectious disease department.
I have called
at Columbia.
No, not the Columbia. I called the federal. CDC.
No. I'm talking about a doctor who deals with a lot of this.
Oh.
And call the infectious disease department at the Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, and ask them which of their infectious disease people is the one who specializes in methicillin.
Okay, because right now the only thing I can take is sulfa.
Yes.
And I understand there are only two medications now, that sulfa is another one that's active.
There are others that are being used and tried.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for calling, Marie. All righty. Let's see. Next we have Saul calling from New Jersey.
Yes. Hi, gentlemen. My wife acquired many years ago from bad blood transfusions before they tested them for hepatitis C. She acquired hepatitis C. The interesting thing is her blood tests for over 30 years have all proved negative. Never any liver problems and so forth. But due to the wisdom of our internist, he specifically checked for hepatitis C, which is a separate test over $400.
Okay, you know what, Saul? We need to pause. We need to pause for a break, but we'll continue with your question when we get back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth health chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Okay, now for let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And if you're traveling on the FDR Drive southbound side by 72nd Street, earlier crash has been cleared. Still a bit slow, though, heading into the region. And then further south into the Brooklyn Bridge, you have some exiting delays to contend with. Cross Bronx Expressways picked up a little company. Bronx over Parkway to 3rd Avenue. Eastbound delays coming off Jerome Avenue. And the Belt Parkway slow now westbound side. Kennedy Airport to Lefferts Boulevard. Staten Island Expressway eastbound side. Gothel's Bridge to the Verrazano Bridge. And up and down ride for you. Fortunately, on the westbound side, no major problems. Getting across the Hudson River, inbound, upper deck of the GW Bridge, about a 10-minute wait. Lincoln into town, no problems. Outbound will cost you 10 minutes. 45 minutes in over at the Holland Tunnel outbound side, about a 5-minute delay right now. Mass Transit's on time, and this report is sponsored by Lee Jeans. There's nothing more comfortable than being stuck, or less comfortable than being stuck in traffic, unless, of course, you're wearing Lee. Lee, get what fits, available at Sears.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has private offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone 973-218-9191, 973-218-9191, or on the web at drpodell.org, drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710, WOR.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer, joined by Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And you are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York and WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. And we were talking to Saul about his wife's hepatitis C. You still there, Saul?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, I've done some investigation, and the only vitamin mineral, actually, that will help reverse and possibly even eliminate hepatitis C has been alpha-lipoic acid. And we were told by our specialist, our hepatitis specialist, that niacin, which my wife was taking, is very bad for it. So she stopped taking it. My question is with AHCC. I know you gentlemen have limited knowledge as to exactly how many diseases this compound can take care of. Would my calling that 877 number help me? Is there a person or a recording?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't?
I don't know. But by all means, call, and if not, call during the week.
Okay,
and they would be happy to help you.
Yeah,
they would be happy.
Where most of the literature has been done, the formal academic research literature, has been either with infections, which I believe includes hepatitis, or with liver cancer, which is the potential unfortunate complication of that in some people with hepatitis C. And it was useful in both, and that at least in the studies on healthy people that were done, there were no side effects. Niacin is a liver toxin if you get into high doses, and so your doctor was correct in to reduce that.
Well, I think your listeners should be aware. My wife has been taking normal blood tests for many, many years, and the problem never showed up. Her liver always showed up as being good. It's when she took the specific hepatitis C test that it indicated that she did have hepatitis.
Yes. That's right. You can have normal liver tests with hepatitis C. Now, her prognosis is much better because it also suggests that there's not a lot of liver damage.
That is correct. Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much.
I appreciate
your program. Right.
Thank you. Okay, next we have Linda calling from Queens.
Yes, hi. I want to know, the last 2 weeks, I've lost my sense of taste. Everything tastes the same. It's very unusual. I've never had that before. And I was wondering, I also have a cold, so I know they say sometimes it could happen from a cold. I don't know. It never happened. I also started taking strontium, you know, a few weeks ago. I took myself off of Fosamax and I'm taking strontium.
Mm-hmm.
But I called, actually, your pharmacist, and he said that he doesn't have any kind of reports about, you know, it affecting taste from strontium. So I was just wondering how, and I've tried zinc to get it back. What can you tell me to get it back?
Well, first you have to know why it's fled. The kind of general rule of thumb that most doctors would use is that whatever medicine, nutrient, or dietary change happened recently, you have to suspect it. And there's certainly no harm to stopping the strontium for a few weeks to see if it will resolve that way. The most common causes of losing smell is infection, is some inflammation in the nose and area. Have you lost your sense of taste as well?
Just my taste. I can smell.
Oh, okay. You can just smell, but not taste. I think you need to have a general look in your mouth. And that if that isn't doing the job, then you need to see somebody who's going to look at the various nerves that go down to the tongue, and that might mean an MRI and so forth. That's assuming it doesn't resolve. Most of these cases will resolve, but sometimes they don't.
And you have to give zinc a chance, Linda, if that's indeed the problem.
How much zinc should I take?
Well, for a short time, probably 50 milligrams.
Okay, well, taking two is 30 each, so it's 60. So
yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
Right? Yeah.
That's
right.
Fine.
I mean, zinc can help this, but we still don't know why it happened at this point.
Okay, yeah, it could be a result of the cold, by all means.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Would it be anything else? Did you think of anything else?
Well, that's what doctors are for.
Yeah, that's why a doctor
needs
to look.
Does it have any connection? Somebody said something about stroke. Would that be anything?
Doubtful.
Not likely,
that's
but you need to have somebody look and see, are there any other signs of abnormalities besides this?
All right, Linda, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Angela from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, you're next on the Wilner Window.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you as often as I can, and I learn a lot from you all, gentlemen, and thank you.
You're welcome.
I was diagnosed with a cancer, so I'm now very weak, and I don't take no vitamins and nothing, and my doctor wants me to go for chemotherapy radiation. And I was thinking if you can maybe recommend vitamins that I can take.
So you have cancer and your doctor suggesting radiation and or chemotherapy?
Yes.
And you want vitamins instead?
No. I want to know if I can take some vitamins to help me, you know.
Yeah. You have to talk to the doctors because, well, most of the evidence seems to suggest that the nutrients are good and helpful, at least in terms of reducing symptoms. There are specific medicines that might not interact well with any particular nutrient. And so you're going to have to be guided by what the radiologists and the oncologists say. In theory, for instance, one might want to add an AHCC, as we've been talking about, but they've got to look at that together with the specific things they want to do with you.
So you mean maybe multivitamin, I cannot take that? No.
Well, you can take it. But in terms of exploring more adventurous different kinds of nutritional things, that's something that you have to talk with the doctors about. For instance, a lot of radiotherapists feel that what they need to do in order to kill tumor is have an overwhelming amount of oxygen inflammation induced by the radiation. Mm-hmm. So if you add antioxidants, the question always is, are you protecting the tumor? We think likely not, but there's a lot of disagreement over that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Angela. Okay. Thanks so much for calling. And next we have Elizabeth from Manasquan, New Jersey.
Hello. I just wanted to tell you that about a month ago I put my 76-year-old husband on AHCC. He has metastatic prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
His entire being has changed. He's more energetic. He's going through chemo now for the fourth time, but he's suffering much less side effects. His PSA has gone down 1,000 points. I'm going to assume that that is also because of the chemo.
Mm-hmm.
But we're very happy with it. He's taking 6 grams a day.
Okay, that's...
And probably will stay on that as long as he's on the chemo.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for reporting that.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
We often get a lot of calls from people who say, I took this and it didn't work, and so it's nice to hear from someone whose husband took something and it did work. So thanks so much for that call. 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here in the studio where we are in New York. But it does work from Atlanta, Georgia. So all of you Georgia listeners, you can call up and ask your questions as well. 1-800-321-0710. And next we have Susie calling from Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi, Susie.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I have a question. I just turned on the radio and I heard you talking about AHCC, and I just started taking that about 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have stage 4 breast cancer that's metastasized my bones. And I've been following Dr. Young. I'm sure you're aware of his diet with the alkalizing of the body and the blood. I mean, is there anything that you know that can be taken to get the alkaline higher in your body?
There's a relative amount of alkalinity versus acidity that can occur. You can't become too alkaline because that's not compatible with life. You can only get so alkaline. You know, the blood has a system called homeostasis, which tries to bring the pH of the blood back to what's considered to be normal, somewhere about 7.42 or 7.43. Now, the blood can go up perhaps to 7.48 or 7.5. It can go down acidic. You know, if it become more acidic, it goes down to 7.3. But in that narrow range, it's really difficult to control it too much. The body won't allow it. It has a buffering system.
So what is that whole book about, trying to get your alkaline up higher above 8? Is that impossible to do?
That's not measuring blood. That's measuring saliva. What is he measuring?
Or urine, I guess.
Urine and saliva, yeah.
Yeah, you're measuring urine or saliva. It's not really changing the blood pH. Huh. Yeah, it's a good idea because a lot of the alkalizing foods are things like vegetables and greens and herbs and things like that. So what he's telling you to do is cut down a lot on the protein foods, which create more acid in the body. So he's suggesting that you cut down on a lot of the meat and things like that and increase your vegetables. That's the way you really can alkalize your body as much as possible, eating more of the greens.
So I'm turning green.
Well, that's what he's suggesting.
Okay.
That's what he's suggesting, and that's really what you need to do if you're going to follow that and try and become more alkaline to whatever extent you can be more alkaline.
And the AHCC, what does that do for someone like me? What would that do for me?
In your particular case, hopefully it would get your immune system as geared up as possible to fight the tumor, you know, to fight the metastases, to fight the cancer.
What is the recommended dosage?
For example, the lady who was like before us, she was
six grams?
Yeah, 6 grams per day, which would translate, if you were talking about a product, for example, like Canoco Gold, that would be 12 capsules a day.
Right, okay. So I really should stop what I'm doing then.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
All right, Susie, good luck.
Keep up the good spirits and good luck.
Yeah, and thanks for calling. Okay, it's time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs? Just about anything related to nutrition. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We shall return after these messages.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. blood pressure control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're answering your questions here on the Wilner Window. And next we have Teresa calling from Staten Island, New York.
Thank you for taking my call. I use the Selidrin joint cream, and I like it. I love it. I really do. And I take the Flexol tablets. Now, my question to you, would the Flex cream help the muscles of the body better than that Selidrin?
Okay. Which product are you talking about other than Selidrin?
Of the Flex Now, the joint formula.
Okay, Flex Now is a tablet, is a capsules you take.
I do take that, yes.
Okay.
My question is, the cream, would that be a little bit more stronger on the muscles than the Selidrin?
Well, Flex Now doesn't have a cream.
Oh, okay. I thought they did. I'm sorry.
No,
not at all.
Okay, just the tablets. Okay.
Correct. I do recommend the Selidrin cream. I find it very very helpful. As a matter of fact, the woman who called earlier that I recommended Flex Now probably should, if she's still listening, may want to try some Selidrin. But, it's very good.
It's excellent. I remember the day the doctor was on, and she recommended it, and I do. I swear by it. And one other little question. I take the Umka cough syrup. Now, I just saw in the new folder about the new tablets. Would that work similar if you got a little frog in your throat, the tablets?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Umka works. It's the matter of how you get it into your body, whichever way that seems to be good for you.
I see. Okay, and thank you for your help, and God bless you boys. Thank
All right.
God. Bye-bye.
We accept blessings whence they come. Next is Scott calling from the Bronx.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I wonder if you have knowledge or experience with the product that Wilner's carries called Kyolic 107 as a substitute for a statin drug like Lipitor or other statins, and even for red yeast rice. I heard about this on yesterday on a radio program from another doctor.
Okay. Yeah, Kyolic 107 is a mixture of the garlic, the aged garlic extract, and plant sterols. Plant sterols have definitely been shown to lower mostly LDL cholesterol. So if that's what your issue is, a high LDL, by all means try Kyolic 107. You take it two tablets or two capsules, whatever it is, twice a day. And it can be effective in lowering LDL.
And it would be a good substitute for Lipitor. I'm reluctant to take Lipitor because it's a statin.
If you don't want to take the Lipitor, by all means, try this. Give it a few months and check your cholesterol. And if your cholesterol is going the right direction, stay with it. If it isn't working, then you can reevaluate what you're going to do.
And you have heard that this has been effective for some people, huh?
Sure.
Very good. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Scott. Next, let's talk to Elizabeth, calling from her car in Manhattan. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Got a question for us?
Yes. Diabetic neuropathy. What, if anything, in the world, in medicine or anything, can help it or reverse it or make it go away?
You're going to find out right now.
Well, There are studies on this, and it's a real shame that they haven't been replicated enough times so we can say with certainty. But there are at least 8 studies I've seen on lipoic acid, and that they will tend to slow down or partly reverse the diabetic neuropathy. There's one excellent study on oil of evening primrose taken in high doses, published in a journal of the American Diabetes Association, I believe, in 1993. And guess what? Nobody's tried to repeat the study to prove that it's really real. But the high-dose primrose oil, in the double-blind study, the diabetic neuropathy improved in the people who were taking it, and it got worse in the people on placebo. So those are two things that we have fairly good data. Other things that one might look at is things like carnitine.
The acetyl form,
I don't know. See, the acetyl form gets into the brain better. Peripheral nerves, the studies that I've seen have been with regular carnitine.
Okay.
Acetyl could certainly do as well. It might or might not do better. And that I think that even though there's not data exactly on for nerves, that the whole pycnogenal grapeseed bioflavonoid area is very, very important in terms of helping the vasculature that in turn feeds the blood supply to the nerves.
Two items I would add to that. That's excellent, Dr. Padilla. What I would add is perhaps some B12. B12 seems to support nerve function, so add that. You could do anywhere from 1,000 to even 5,000 micrograms. There doesn't seem to be any toxicity issue. Another supplement that I like is benfotiamine. Benfotiamine is sort of a coenzyme form of, B1, and it gets into the system faster, and apparently studies show that it helps prevent the damage caused by diabetes to some of the tissues, like the liver, kidneys, nerve tissue, retina. So benfotiamine might also be of help. So you may want to add that. And why not, Dr. Padel, DHA and fish oil? I mean,
Well, in theory, it might be helpful. Right. I haven't seen any data on it, but you know, you would expect it to be helpful.
Okay. All right, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
You got
it. All righty. Okay. Next, we have Karen from Huntington, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just found a new primary physician, and he seems to know a lot about going holistic as well as, you know, in the medical field. He's a lot younger, and it seems...
So what can we do for you?
Well, I was telling him that I have arthritis in my lower back, and he started telling me, and he gave me a brochure on Max GXL, and it's supposed to increase the cellular glutathione, and your energy level, and your immune.
So what can we do for you, Karen?
Well, I went on the computer, and I was looking at all the testimonials about this product, and it's just everybody's raving about it like it's a miracle.
So what can I do for you, Karen?
I want to know what you thought. If
I think it's... it's one of those multi-level marketing products.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so usually those things are more geared to getting people to sell it to you and you sell it to someone else.
Pyramid kind of thing.
Yeah. You got it.
Even when they're good products, I don't trust them.
Yeah, there you are. That's the answer. So
it's very expensive, but it looks
yeah,
like
exactly.
It.
There's probably nothing wrong with the product. There's nothing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with. Although I've been trying to find out the ingredients, but when I go on the website, all they talk about is a business opportunity. They never show the ingredients. We have ingredients like that right now.
That's what I was wondering.
There's nothing special about it. There's nothing. It's just the way they market it.
Well, what they were saying is that once you're on it and then you run out of pills, it's like you're clamoring to get...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Know.
They always say stuff like that.
That sounds like marketing hype.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worse.
Be very careful with the multi-level marketing.
It's
a marketing. Don't forget, it's a marketing.
All it does is increase the price of what you're buying because you have 42 levels of people making money on it.
Right.
So...
Well, that's good because I was ready with my credit card too.
Yeah, put your credit card back in your wallet.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks for
now.
Calling. Okay, well, Noah, you put that music on. It's so nice. Okay. Well, pretty soon we're going to have to pause for a short message, but we've enjoyed this. This topic today. This AHCC Kanoko, very good.
I like it.
You like it? Okay. So keep going.
Not feeling too good? A diet with too much junk food, the change in temperatures, and back-to-school stress can all affect your immune health. Bolster your immune system with a patented vitamin C supplement that is easy to absorb. Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health. Non-acidic Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. It is quickly absorbed and retained in the immune system for up to 24 hours. Now that's advanced immune protection you can count on. And Ester C is backed by over 20 years of science. It's the most researched vitamin vitamin C brand in the world. When it comes to the health of your immune system, turn to one of the most widely recognized and recommended vitamin C supplements for boosting immune health, Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health. Available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, well, it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. Hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. And we've come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. And please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, corner of East 41st Street, right across from Grand Central Terminal, the 253 Broadway store, right across from City Hall. That's where Sam is. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.